This week on The Marquee, we join Peter Jackson on a return trip to Middle Earth. I'm Kristen Dreyer-Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, The Hobbit: An Unexpected Journey is the prequel to the popular Lord of the Rings series. This story follows Bilbo Baggins as he follows Gandalf the Grey and a pack of rowdy dwarfs on a mission to recapture their mountain kingdom from a gold-hoarding dragon. The Hobbit is the first film released in the new high frame rate 3D format, utilizing 48 frames per second over the industry norm of 24.
Opening at the gateway, the Danish historical drama A Royal Affair tells the story of a young British girl who's sent to Denmark to marry the king. After she discovers that the king isn't entirely sane, she falls in love with his physician, setting the stage for a revolution.
Edward Burns stars and directs in The Fitzgerald Family Christmas. Brothers and sisters must prepare to spend Christmas with their estranged father, whom they haven't seen in 20 years since he walked out on them.
Actress and singer Connie Stevens directed Saving Grace B. Jones, the 1950s story of a couple who are challenged to care for the husband's troubled sister when she's released from an asylum after 20 years.
Opening at the Drexel, the other son tells the emotional tale of two men, one Israeli, one Palestinian, that were accidentally switched at birth and what repercussions that knowledge leads to.
Or for a few thrills and chills on a budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see scary movies like Paranormal Activity 4 and Sinister. But for my pick this week, I'll choose The Hobbit: An Unexpected Journey. It isn't nearly as thrilling as the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and it doesn't really add anything new to the franchise, but it's still worth a look.
While I thought The Hobbit was overly long and the story didn't go very far despite its nearly 3-hour runtime, it was nice to revisit Middle Earth. I was not impressed with the look of the high frame rate 3D, so if you would venture out to see The Hobbit, I recommend seeing it in 2D, conventional 3D, or IMAX 3D.
Or if you'd rather avoid the fanboys flocking to theaters this weekend, you can always stay home with one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Ted. Family Guy creator and future Oscar host Seth MacFarlane directs this quirky comedy that stars Mark Wahlberg as an average guy whose walking, talking, foul-mouthed teddy bear is getting in the way of his grown-up life. Though you might expect a movie about a talking teddy bear to be a cute, cuddly kids movie, there's nothing cute or cuddly or even remotely child-appropriate about this outrageous comedy.
With Matt Damon departing the Bourne series, Jeremy Renner takes over in the Bourne legacy. Taking place simultaneously with events of the second and third Bourne films, a conflicted spy, Aaron Cross, must try to survive when the agency takes steps to eliminate their other Black Ops agents.
In the latest Ice Age movie, Continental Drift, Manny, Diego, and Sid find themselves on a slushier adventure. When they end up separated from their friends and isolated on an iceberg, they must battle pirates and sea creatures to make it home safely.
In Mansum, documentary filmmaker Morgan Spurlock explores the hairy and sometimes sheen business of being a man in a diverse world filled with manscapers, metrosexuals, and giant beard contests.
In the holiday romance The Backup Bride, a groom-to-be returns home to get married and runs into the love of his life. With just hours until the wedding, he's forced to choose between the woman he's about to marry and the one who got away.
If dealing with the holiday shoppers isn't your thing, you can enjoy some of the newest catalog titles to be released on Blu-ray, including Warren Beatty's Dick Tracy, Babes in Toyland, 1998's non-musical Les Miserables, The Joyeux Club, the Fat Camp classic Heavyweights, and The Miami Connection.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll choose Ted, or at least the first half of Ted. After that, the initial shock value wears off, and it's just a silly movie about a guy and his troublemaking buddy.
Well, for my pick this week, I'm going to pick the entire movie Ted. I fell in love with the foul-mouthed little bear and his shenanigans, and don't be surprised if after you watch it, you want to pop in Flash Gordon next.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for the start of this year's big holiday releases. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
nobody tosses a dwarf.